The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Avishai Greenstein, who is the brand manager from Method Sourcing. And Method Sourcing is the owner of Asterisk.Earth. And Asterisk offers some very interesting home products that are made from bioplastic and bamboo fiber as an alternative to traditional plastics. And Avishai, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And let's jump in at a high level. If you don't mind, tell us what Asterisk is all about, how the idea came about, all that good stuff.
So as you said, it's a composite material of bioplastic and bamboo. It's actually an evolution of a similar material, which we had developed many years ago. But that material had a small amount of non-biodegradable resin in it, and that's not perfectly sustainable. It reduces harm, and the material is very pretty, but it's not perfectly sustainable. So our goal was always to push the boundaries of sustainability, and using what we learned from our original material, we developed Asterisk.
That's excellent. And it certainly captured my attention, and I'm sure many people out there, because, I mean, obviously plastic is a huge issue throughout the globe. So, you know, if you don't mind, let's dive in a little bit more and tell us more about how this is much more environmentally sound than traditional plastic solutions.
So it's made from bamboo, which is a very sustainable material. We actually don't use virgin bamboo. We take the sawdust from furniture factories. Then we mix it with PLA, which is a plastic made from plant starches. And, you know, sustainability always comes down to where it comes from and then where it's going. So being made entirely from plants, it's renewable and also emits far less CO2 than pumping oil out of the ground for traditional plastics. And then eventually, after years of use, it can totally biodegrade back into the soil.
That's great. That's great. And then let's talk about the marketplace for this, because I know you have some home products. It seems like it could be used probably in anything, you know, down the road, but would love to hear kind of the marketplace and where you all have gained traction so far with this plastic alternative, if you will.
Yeah, so housewares industry is really great for developing new sustainable materials, mainly because it's rather simple. You know, plates, bowls, these are things that have been around for thousands of years. There's no moving parts or terribly complex shapes. It also kind of directly relates into somebody's house, and we're finding that the sustainability push is really coming from direct consumers that want, you know, their lives to be filled with sustainable things. And finally, it's an industry where visual appeal has a lot of priority. So that chaos of speckling that the bamboo brings to the resin is really screams sustainability.
That's awesome. Awesome. And I love your website. I think it really conveys the brand really well. And of course, one thing we love is that the website is asterisk.earth. You all are users of the .earth domain. Mm-hmm. And why did you all choose to use .earth?
Earth is where it came from and where it's going to return to. So that made perfect sense to us. And really the goal was that sustainability is a complex subject. And most people, me included, find it really frustrating to follow. There's always, you know, it's always a moving bar. We wanted to simplify that process with asterisk.earth, and it seemed an easy way with that name to remember it for anybody who wants to know more and understand better what we're doing here. The goal was to create a place where, you know, all the retailers, manufacturers, and brands that are collaborating with us on this project can kind of look back into a cohesive story and their customers can be exposed to it. And the kind of the long-term idea is that if you have an asterisk piece and you're wondering, what is this about? Where did this come from? What else can I get from it? You could go there and find out who else is kind of being part of this revolution.
Nice. Awesome. And then speaking of the revolution, in terms of a future revolution, if you will, what is your future vision for asterisk?
There's like so much to do. It's sometimes too much. We're always working towards get closer to the perfect plastic replacement, which is a very slow and iterative process of developing, but that is what we love to do. So we're enjoying every day. There are ways to make the life cycle of the product more transparent. And by doing that, becoming more sustainable, you know, telling people, having better ideas about where everything is coming from down to the exact farm. and then how everything is being disposed of down to the composting facility that you may be sending your product to. There's also future materials that could be made even more responsibly and offer more versatility, which allows us to kind of strike a better balance between how you use the product and what the product does once you get rid of it. And then finally, the real dream is to reduce the travel distance from the farm to the factory to the household, create very domestic production so you can know that the least amount of CO2 possible has been created in order to get that product into your hands. And that's really what's already in motion. And the great thing about taking this view on product development, which is kind of a view of a 50,000 foot view, accounting for absolutely everything, there's always so many little places that you can find improvement. So I expect we're going to be busy for quite a while.
That's great. That's great. You know, Abhishek, I really appreciate your time today. And we love what you're doing with Asterisk. And it's very exciting to see some sort of sustainable alternative out there to plastics, and just props to you all for doing all this great work. And, you know, before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Nothing that we missed, but I really would love your listeners to try and shop sustainably. You're not only getting more responsible product, but really accelerating a transition to a future that we all need and our children deserve. And I think that there's so many brands out there that are working so hard and passionately, and they really do deserve everybody's support. And even small steps, and even imperfect in small steps, can make for a better future.
That's awesome. What a wonderful way to end this Voices.Earth podcast interview with Abhishek Greenstein, who is the brand manager for Method Sourcing, which is the owner of Asterisk.Earth. And as you heard, Asterisk is developing some very interesting home products that are made from bioplastic and bamboo fiber as an alternative to traditional plastics. And Abhishek, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.